This week's episode of the Misadventurous podcast is all about permission slips and why it's important for you to write your own. If you think back to your high school days, your primary school days, when you had to get your parents' permission to go on an excursion, to go visit the school nurse or to go visit the school counsellor, you needed permission to do everything. Well, I've recently learnt that the only person's permission that you need is yourself. You don't need anyone else's permission to get on with your life and live it the way that you want. And this week's episode is how I came about that life lesson. Plus, I've got a surefire tip of how to overcome feeling overwhelmed and to write your own permission slips. Welcome to Misadventurous with me, Tiffany Rouge, a colour lover who's filling out the grey area that we call life to help you live a more colourful life and help you unlock your mind so that you can be adventurous too. If you've tuned into this podcast and getting sick of me talking about this whole life in New Zealand and what I am experiencing, how I am overcoming this adversity and this thing that's happened to me, you know, I'm like a month on now. Well, I give you permission to tune out now because this is my life. I've made a commitment to share my real life and everything that happens in it that I see fit to share with you on this podcast in any way that I feel like I need to. And that's why I'm here and I'm showing up. So, like I said, you have my permission. You can leave, you can switch off and switch to something else because I feel like I need to share this story. And I really wanted to talk about permission slips because going through this whole ordeal, having been heavily influenced by lots of different people and really getting essentially permission slips. And I'm not talking about the actual written slip from people. It's the acceptance, the making appearances, the comments and the opinions from other people who are saying it's okay for this and it's okay for that. And I do really appreciate them. It's been really hard to try and define what to take on board because I've been getting a lot of it. And I think this is part and parcel with sharing what I'm going through. But I also think having this is making me a little bit stronger and making me recognize that it is my own permission that I need. And I'm done accepting permission slips from other people and I'm about ready to start writing my own because for ages, ever since this whole thing happened about me being in radio, you know, there was a lot of imposter syndrome going on and I felt like I wasn't good enough as a radio announcer and I'd have other people reinforcing and saying that I am good enough. And I recognize that I wrote myself a permission slip to be a great broadcaster a long time ago. And I've just dug it up inside the memory of my mind and looking at it, still there. So that is one permission slip that I'm very grateful that I have and that I wrote ages ago, which is lovely. But another thing, which is, I guess, the biggest thing that I've been toying with is to stay in New Zealand and try and open this business, become an entrepreneur, or go back home to Australia and go back into what I love doing, which is sharing my story and broadcasting in the ways that I see fit, in the ways that I know how. Again, you know, going back to that permission slip of me being a good broadcaster, and I have been feeling like I've been toing and froing with the two ideas going, I'll make this business work, I'm going to be an entrepreneur, but then I recognize lots of different parts of me that I actually really enjoy being told what to do, having that lack of responsibility and not chasing. I really don't mind the security of a paycheck. And my life has become a little bit easier ever since I got a part-time job. So I give myself permission to not be an entrepreneur. Honestly, that's okay. I felt like one of the big things that I was toying with about whether or not to stay here and to start this business, I was not quite sure whether or not I was going to feel like I was missing out on something, like I didn't give it enough of a go. But I've come to New Zealand and I've given it 4 months of a go. And if I really wanted to make it happen, I would have done it already. So I give myself permission to feel and accept that I was swept up in this whole idea of being an entrepreneur and the thought and the dream and wanting that, lusting after it, but recognizing that that's not how I operate. That's not who I am, and that that is totally okay. I give myself permission to be a working bee and to not be a trailblazer in that respect. I can be a trailblazer in the things that I say rather than the businesses that I own, because I know in myself that I'm really not prepared to run my own business, and it's never really been something that I've wanted, and I recognize it now, and I'm fucking terrible with numbers, so I would probably send myself bankrupt. And okay, there might be people out there, you might be thinking, yes, but you can learn all of that, but I do not have the drive. It is the same reason why I don't play an instrument, and it is the same reason why I don't learn a language. I haven't pushed myself to go into any of that. I give myself permission to not do any of that stuff because I don't care about it enough. I'm being so perplexed with what I care about and what I love. I know that there are going to be aspects about what I care about and what I love, and the reason that I wanted to start this podcast business, I'm going to find a way to incorporate that into the work that I am going to do. But I know that it's okay for me to have a boss, because I'm okay with performance reviews. I'm okay with getting told what to do, so long as I can truly be myself in the workplace. And I know that I can find those workplaces again. I had a job interview a couple of days ago, and honestly, they were so restrictive and controlling. And I was really positive about this interview in New Zealand. It was for a mechanic, the receptionist for a mechanic company. I kind of wanted the job. I was like, it's full-time work. It will help me get this podcast business off the ground. But when I stepped foot in that boardroom and I spoke to these two men, they're telling me that it's a male-dominated industry, that the culture there, you know, like can be very fragile, that I'm going to be doing lots and lots of manual labor, less customer service and more actually being a lackey. The fact that I had to wear a uniform, and this is a huge thing for me, and I didn't realize how much I value this until I was told that I had to wear a uniform again. I remember in high school, the biggest issue for me, because I've always been an unperfect, not a size 8 body shape that, okay, I hated it at the time, but you know, whatever, I'm dealing with it now. Uniforms don't look good on all body shapes, and my body shape did not look good in any form of school uniform. I would try and dress it up. I would try and make myself feel good, and I'm the sort of person that when I look good, I feel good because I have made myself look as good as I can. The confidence radiates out of me when I feel good, and therefore I can communicate the best I can. I can give the best possible service in whatever way I need to when I feel good about myself. And if I am in a uniform where I do not feel good about myself, I'm going to be doing one shit ass job. So I sat back in that interview and I thought, this is not the job for me. And it was a really interesting thought, because I know some people will have no qualms with wearing a uniform, but that is something I care deeply about, and I give myself permission to care and to not chase a job that will not let me be myself. And that's why I'm sharing with you. I'm striving to be my most authentic self as possible, and it dawned on me while going for that job that I'm ready to get back into the workforce. I just need to be doing a job where I can be my most authentic self. So I give myself permission to be my authentic self. And I think it's super duper important for you to give yourself permission and let yourself feel what it's like to be in that. Because where I am right now, it's late. I've been reading a book and it's given me this inspiration, so I had to share this thought with you, that the only person's permission that you need to get anything done in your life, to pull yourself out of a terrible situation, to get out of a breakup, to go and find a new job, to move back home to a country and to a life that you know you love, to let go of a dream that you thought you wanted that was really totally misguided. The only permission you need is your own. And I've been finding that I've been justifying a lot of my words, a lot of my thoughts and my decisions. And I don't need to be doing that. I've since realized it because I'm getting true to me and reconnecting with myself. And it's really funny because the way that I did that was actually writing a gratitude list about things that I loved in New Zealand. It made me reconnect with this place here, even though I haven't decided, but I'm definitely leaning back to going back to Australia. I still needed to find love and bring love back into my life and outwardly radiate that love and that positivity, because I've been finding that I've stopped doing that. I've stopped sharing these feelings and these vibes of love. And the moment that I started sharing them again and that I recognized things that I'm grateful for, I started remembering who I was. I started writing out my own permission slip to feel back into myself and to be my most authentic self. And that's why mindfulness is super duper important, because it stops you from getting away with yourself. And I'm constantly doing this, thinking about, oh, what am I going to do? Oh, I don't know what to do. But bringing myself back to the present moment and doing whatever you can to actually do that. If it is writing a gratitude list about a situation that you really, really, really hate, or you're feeling through, you've got heaps of emotions going on, write a gratitude list about it. Get meditating. There's an incredible app called Relax Melodies that is for free to download. You can build a soundscape and you can start meditating for 12 minutes a day like I do. There are guided meditations on it, but also just take a few deep breaths and pause. Exercise is another really good one, especially if it is quite vigorous, if you're training, you know, something, anything that makes you focus on the present moment. When you do that, it dispels any sort of anxiety, because once you're back in the present moment, you can recognize your surroundings. You can take in what's going on around you and then decide how to act, because you're there and you're fully present in the moment. So one permission slip I would like you to write out is, give yourself today, when you're listening to this, when this is over, mentally in your head, give yourself permission to sit and just be in one moment today, to be in the moment today and really feel into it. Because writing permission slips is like having some caramel chocolate. You can't stop at one little square. When you've written one, you get that pen out and you write heaps. Keep them going. Well, I've almost finished a block of caramel doing that. So here you are. You have my permission, but now it's time to go and get your own. Well, that's almost it from me here on Miss Adventurous. If you dig what you hear and want to keep up to date with every single episode of the Miss Adventurous podcast, hit subscribe however you're listening to this right now. And if you want to be even more of a legend and help other wayward adventurers find this path, I'd love it if you head on over to iTunes and rate and review this podcast. Go on, 5 stars for all that positivity, right? So until next time, and don't forget, it's the small choices that we make every single day that build up to that big change that you're working towards. So stay with it.